The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, episode 52. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and I am broadcasting now from Tennessee in my kitchen. So if there is an echo, I haven't got the office set up yet. If there is an echo, I do apologize for that. I'm in the kitchen, lots of hard surfaces, and I have maybe the second loudest refrigerator in the world, but it is a good fridge. But yes, broadcasting now from Fayetteville, Tennessee. And I'm glad you're here listening to, you know, this amazing podcast. And before we jump into it, I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a store tab, and I want you to click on it. And when you do, you're going to see the best mugs, t-shirts, phone cases, laptop cases, bumper stickers, all with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and also other mugs with libertarianist and anarchist type symbology and quotes as well. And once again, that is at the coffeebreakliberty.com store. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, I want you to hang around on the main page for about 10 to 15 seconds. You'll then get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter, because you're not going to get a newsletter. Don't worry about that. I'm not going to spam your email box. But what you will get right away is a discount code for 10% off of your first order at the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So once again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, hang around, you know, like I said, for 10, 15 seconds, sign up for that newsletter, get yourself a discount code, then get yourself a mug. All right, and the first thing I want to talk about this week, mainly the main thing I want to talk about, is what's been in the news for the past month. And I haven't commented on it on any of the social medias except for one on the Gino Twitter, made a small comment on it, but we all know what I'm talking about, the war in Gaza. And I'm trying to think on where I want to start with this, so I'll just start with what happened. I believe it was yesterday. There was a debate between Dave Smith and Laura Loomer about just the war in general, which was kind of strange. I think it was supposed to be on, is this much force justified? And it turned into more or less, it didn't really seem to kind of flesh out what the positions were supposed to be defended and debated. But there was one clip that really struck me, and it's been something I've been thinking about for a while. And Laura Loomer, I can't play the clip, but Laura Loomer, they're talking about the Palestinians, and she brought up a stat so she's, you know, in favor of pretty much all the violence that's being administered over there. And she brought up a stat, and it was either 54, 56, or 58%, whatever, of the Palestinians today would vote for Hamas. I bring that up because I don't know if everybody knows this, but Hamas was elected into power. Then once they got into power, they held it and they didn't hold any elections, you know, thereafter. But Hamas, you know, when they were elected into power, they were clear in their objectives, to be honest. You know, they weren't trying to sell the Palestinians something else, and then they did old switcheroo on them. They were very honest on what they wanted, and they weren't shy from letting people know that violence wasn't off the table. Right? After the Arafat passed away, and that whole movement kind of fizzled out because there was no leadership after that, that's when Hamas came into power. And for those who don't remember, because it was a long time ago now, you know, there was not necessarily a civil war, but there was violence between those two groups, the PLA, the Palestinian Liberation Army, I think, or Arafat, something like that, and Hamas. And I know we're going down a little history lesson here. So that's when Hamas, though, pretty much took power. And what they were selling the people in the vote was, hey, we are not going to do what Arafat's been doing, because they felt that Arafat had given up too much. So Hamas was very clear. Now, granted, this was 25 years ago when this vote happened. So it was a long time ago. But back to Laura Loomer. You know, she pulls out some stat. I don't know where this stat came from, but it's something I've been thinking about lately, and it's another argument, in my opinion, against democracy, because it allows people to justify violence against civilians when you start holding everybody accountable for things that their government does. Or things that somebody is even, maybe not even their government, but things that somebody is doing in their name, right? Hamas, yes, technically is the ruling party, but they're not much of a government, you know? But they're doing a lot of stuff in the name of Palestinian liberation, or whatever they think they're doing. And then it, for a lot of people, Laura Loomer included, and a lot of people think, well, you know, this justifies the violence against those people. When you go down that road, what you end up doing, if you apply that same rule to everyone, right, throughout history, what you end up doing is you can very easily then justify the attacks on September the 11th, right? You can say, well, no, those people deserved it. Those people were complicit in their government's actions because they took part in electing Bush. They took part in electing Clinton. Then they took part in electing Bush again, you know, another Bush. You know, that they were complicit. If you go down that road, and I can see, I'm not trying to say that this is, you know, my position, but I can easily see how somebody can make that leap, right? If you allow somebody to do something, if you promote somebody, if you put somebody in power that does something evil in your name, but you put them in power, you know, how can, you know, where does the responsibility end, right? And I think that is just another another knock against democracy, because it makes it easier for people to justify killing men, women, and children, killing civilians. And I think, you know, Laura Loomer, she just went on that tangent. She, you know, she didn't go full bore and saying, well, every Palestinian that dies deserves it. But she didn't say that, but she didn't pull any punches, right? She didn't say, well, you know, she's like, well, no, innocent people are going to die and the violence is justified. So that justifies, you know, she didn't say every Palestinian that dies deserves to die, but she said every Palestinian that dies, it's justified, right? Because they were complicit in electing Hamas. And like I said, though, Hamas has not had an election since they came into power. And this puts the Palestinians in a pretty rough spot, you know, in another fashion, too. People may remember when this thing first kicked off 3-4 weeks ago now, and the Palestinians were trying to get into Jordan and to Egypt, and they closed the borders on them. There was a lot of speculation as to why that happened, but I saw it in many of the comment sections. And this is kind of where my train of thought really alluded to. And this is where it, you know, was like, oh, these people are being punished because they elected Hamas. They don't, you know, Jordan doesn't want people that are liable to elect or who, you know, Jordan and Egypt, they don't want these violent relationships with Israel. They're also not the ones being, I don't know how, whatever you want to say, punished or whatever. You know, they're also not the ones that are losing their lands to Israel too. But, you know, Jordan and Egypt, they don't really want Palestinians in there that are totally okay with lots of violence. Because if it starts coming from those countries, then Israel is going to have reason to defend themselves from Egypt, defend themselves from Jordan. I don't know if those borders ever opened up and they started letting refugees in, but I do recall, and I think we all do, that they closed them for about a week, if not more, in the very beginning. And I'll be honest, too, I don't know Laura Loomer. I don't know her work that well at all, really. I've heard the name several times, but I've never gone out of my way to read any of her work or listen to her or anything like that. And based off of that short anecdote that I, you know, just pulled up or talked about, I don't really need to, right? Is the stereotypical neocon, our democracy, someone that puts so much faith in government that they're going to make the right decisions, right? I mean, someone that just justified the use of violence against civilians because of a vote that happened 25 years ago, where more than 50% of the population, to my understanding, in Gaza wasn't even alive when that vote happened. The idea that civilians can and should be held responsible for this kind of stuff, it's a very dystopian and scary world to live in. She also went on to say that it is up to the people to revolt and overthrow their government. Fine, fair enough, but how are the people that are disarmed going to do so? You know, it's not like in the U.S. where you have, you know, where there's 300 million firearms in the U.S., you know, in civilian hands. It's not like it's that in Palestine, in Gaza, and the West Bank. I understand the idea that, you know, yes, like in countries where you can revolt, you know, does there come a time when you should? Sure, maybe, you know, I guess there's a point, right? But for her to say something like that, it also shows, I don't want to say an ignorance, because she knows some of the data, but she's not thinking it through. She's just thinking in some, you know, America-type lens, right? Where, in America you could do this, so clearly, no, you can't do this. Most countries in the world don't allow their people to have firearms. And even if they did in Palestine, we know how Hamas is. They're not going to let anybody, any rabble-rousers, you know, anybody that's going to potentially do harm to them, have a firearm. Additionally, who is she to say it is their responsibility? You know, so now is she complicit? I think she's an American. Is she complicit now in everything that Joe Biden does? Even though she didn't vote for him, let's presume she voted for Trump. Okay, now she is complicit with everything that guy did. Right? Is she to be held responsible for it? And like I said, that is, you know, I think Laura Loomer, without realizing it, made a great case against democracy. Because even for her, right, that amount of violence can be justified. The murder of men, women, and children is justified to her, to some extent, right? And I don't even know what the voting rights situation are in Palestine. Women may not even be allowed to vote there, I don't know. But we definitely know children aren't. And she justifies the violence used against them. If that is if democracy is now a justification to use violence against civilians, It's time we look for a better system. If you're now using our democracy, you know, the idea of being able to elect your leaders as an excuse to murder people because somebody else elected whatever, you know, Hamas, and now you're using this as an excuse to just lay waste and murder them. It's time, you know, democracy kind of maybe takes a back seat. There has to be a better system if this is what's used, if this is your justification. And I think more Americans are realizing this every day. And maybe not just democracy, you know, maybe they're not going that far, but that the evils that governments do in their name is inexcusable. And knowing that and accepting that, realizing it, what have you, whatever terminology you want to use, I think should really, you know, have people looking for different solutions for governance. You know, like so many of these numbskulls when COVID was going around. Well, if it saves one life, so they say about guns too, if it saves one life, well, look at what democracy is apparently causing. By the end of the week, we'll have 5,000 dead children in Palestine because of democracy, according to Laura Loomer. That's acceptable. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I know that if, even if Hamas wasn't elected to power and they had done something like this, the IDF would act just the same. But it allows people to feel better at night, to lie to themselves and feel a little bit better. Well, they brought it upon themselves. They voted for it themselves. Imagine using something you hold so dear, right? A lot of these people, they say our democracy, they love democracy, this, they love government, and oh, it's so important. And they're using it as a justification. It's like when people, it's like Christians, right? When they use the Bible as justification to hurt people. It's the same thing, because that is their religion. Democracy is their religion. It's not mine. Democracy is the church they go to. Government is their God. Or democracy is their God, whichever. You know, that's stealing a title from somebody else's book, though, so maybe I don't do that. If getting rid of democracy saves one life, if getting rid of governments, states, saves one life, it's worth it, right? It's totally worth it. In my opinion, yes, because it's going to save a lot more than one life. And the second thing I was going to talk about this week, or am going to talk about this week, is just some weird thing that Pink, the, I guess, music, the musical artist, music artist, she's made a big stink about. It's just a publicity stunt. And she's going to Florida, or going on tour in Florida, I believe. And while on tour there, she's going to hand out quote unquote banned books. And this is one thing, it just bothers me. It shouldn't bother me, because it's generally just foolish people arguing about nothing. And there's no, it's wild, right? So none of these books are banned, okay? They're just not at a public school library, some of these books. So she put out a list. On this list, she tried to make it, she didn't go after the stuff that like people were really concerned about. She put on there like Fahrenheit 451 and 1984, and To Kill a Mockingbird, things like that, right? Like those kind of books. She didn't put the ones that are actually people are really up in arms about, which are the ones with essentially pornography, gay pornography in them. And they're, you know, these books were like in second grade classrooms and things like that. So she puts this list up firstly of these books. Many of the books on the list that she put up, to my understanding, are actually required reading in high schools in the state of Florida. So not only are they not banned, none of these books are banned, like I said, but not only is the list that she put up, like many of these books, not banned, a lot of them are even required reading. So she doesn't even know what she's talking about. But of course, the people that don't even like look into anything for more than 30 seconds, just they read a headline and get all excited and think she's a hero. She's not. And then though she gets on Twitter, a lot of people pointed out on Twitter, it's like, hey, these are not the books we're talking about. The books we're really ticked off about are the ones with this gay pornography. And, you know, like, I think some of them have like transgender pornography in them, essentially. And then she, and keep in mind too, a lot of it is of minors, or the stories are of minors. These are smut, right? This is not suited for a classroom. It's not suited for anybody to read, in my opinion. Why do you need to read this stuff? But she then gets on Twitter and asks blatantly, well, where's the pornography? Show me the pornography. This person is asking to see child pornography and pornography shown to children, because people then just flooded the comment section with the books that have this stuff and, you know, screenshots and photocopies of the pages that people are really ticked off about. That they, it's like, what? How is this even the world we live in? You have this music artist, it's a stretch, asking for pornography and child pornography and pornography that is shown to children, or that is at least no longer shown to children in Florida. And she wants to know where it's at. She wants to see it. Like, what is wrong with these people? Firstly, they don't know what the word banned means. They don't understand what that means. They just use it. Like, if you want to see what it looks like when a book is banned, it usually has a book burning. Go look at Nazi Germany in the 30s. All Quiet on the Western Front was banned in Germany under Nazi rule. They took all these books to piles and they burnt them. Many other books too, but every copy they could find of All Quiet on the Western Front, they took it to a pile, they burnt it, and then they took photos of it. That's far different from what's happening in Florida. All Quiet on the Western Front was banned in Germany. These smut pornography novels and stories or whatever, they're not banned in Florida. It wouldn't really bother me if they were, to some extent, other than it's, I guess, violating free speech. It is, but my goodness. I don't want to live in a society where somebody is advocating for that kind of free speech, if that makes sense. They're just not going to be readily available in the classroom. So Pink, another celebrity, has shown themselves to be just about on par with really what, you know, they've got their finger on the pulse. They really know what's going on. And so many people just get in lockstep. They won't spend 30 seconds to just look into what she's talking about. And realize that she's a fool and she doesn't know what she's talking about. And that they don't know what they're talking about themselves. I bring this up, it's kind of a joke, but also to remind you, this is the opposition. This is who we're up against. We're up against Joe Biden's of the world, Trump's of the world, Pink. I don't know her real name. Don't care enough to look it up. That's who we're up against. These are unimpressive people. They are unimpressive people. And this is how we're going to win. This is how I know we're going to win. Because of who we're up against. Michael Malice talks about hope. For me, it's a certainty. It's a certainty. All right, guys, before I sign off, I want to remind you about the affiliate program that I am, well, affiliated with. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com and in the upper portion of the page, next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab. And at that affiliate tab, you are going to see a link for Bluehost. Who's Bluehost? Bluehost is the hosting company that hosts this website and podcast. And if you get your own website, which you should, through my affiliate link, not only are you going to get a great service, Bluehost is awesome. I should say that. They are really awesome. I had an issue. It was my issue. I didn't know what I was doing several years ago. And at 1 a.m. in the morning, they were helping me out to try and fix it. It was awesome. They were so helpful. So not only are you going to get great service, you're going to get a discounted rate through my affiliate link, and you're going to get a free plug on the podcast, the Facebook page, all the other social medias. You're going to reach thousands of people right away with your brand new website if you use my affiliate link. So once again, go check that out. It's at coffeebreakliberty.com, and it's in the upper portion of the page under affiliate with Bluehost. And one other reminder, guys, before I sign off, just, you know, subscribe to the show, give us a rating, share with a friend. That's a big one. That really helps the show grow. Share this show with a friend. Share this show with a friend. My goodness, too many S's. So share it with a friend, and like I said, leave us a rating. And we are all over the place now. We are on Apple, Google Play, Spotify. Those are the big three. I say all over the place. That's where you're at. We're always on the website, too. It actually goes up first on the website. So if you get the email notifications, you'll hear about it first on the website. But it gets uploaded on the podcasts, the feeds, shortly thereafter. But yeah, go share the show. Listen to it more. Listen to old episodes. Give us a good rating. But until the next time, guys, take care.